Folks, there's a famous writer and poet and a great intellectual in Pakistan, Anwar Maqsood, who is now 80 plus and has lectured this military gang so many times, so openly. In one of the last statements, he said that the fight of Imran Khan is bigger than the fight of Jinnah, Qaid-e Azam, because the English were not shameless and no self-respect. I mean, English nation is actually has always been a great nation from the time they started implementing Magna Carta, democracy, human rights, and created a great nationalist nation whose main criteria was discipline. Discipline is the main thing which made British so great. And then, of course, their education, their scientific achievements, their investment on intellectualism and universities. We know that there are hundreds of British scientists who have created magic in science. Basic physics formulas, and even I believe the Newton is from UK. So, as a great nation and had great self-respect. And that is why Imran Maqsood has said, and it is so true, that the fight of Imran Khan is bigger than the fight of Jinnah. Now, I'm sure the GHQ gang is planning to eliminate him, is planning to kill him, is planning to make sure that he is totally incapacitated and cannot even talk. They are going to do this because it is their grave or Imran Khan's grave. But they have always escaped from the worst violation of laws and constitution and do it every day. But these politicians, they cannot make them safe and they have to die, like Lagat Ali Khan, like Bhutto, like Benazir Bhutto, and a score of politicians who have been killed by this gang of GHQ because their IQ, as I have said, is very low, their self-esteem is very low, and they all are mental cases. Mental cases in the sense that because they are doing so much and so many things, instead of doing just one thing, which is to protect the borders of Pakistan. But they do everything other than the protection of border. That is why this is the most unprofessional army in the world, whose main aim is to play politics and make money, become billionaire, make factories, make everything just for themselves. That is why we see that there is no sense of fair competition in Pakistan. There is no sense of any human right, and there is no sense of the respect for the nation, because they are the most undisciplined and living bastards. They care less what happens to the country, and the country has faced tragedies after tragedies because of them. And then in most cases we saw that America came to help, Europe came to help and let them survive. And then on top of that, they fooled the Western countries, particularly America, when it comes to terrorism. While they were the epitome of terrorism, the bastion of terrorism is GHQ, who has created every terrorist known to this world, who have linked to every terrorist known to civilized world. But they have been fooled by them, telling them that, oh, we will get rid of them, we will take care of them, and we did not create them. It is Saudis or some other nations have helped them to become such a monsters, and we are always on your side and all that nonsense. Benazir Bhutto tried to explain American intelligence, American government, that these generals are playing double game, and you better work with civilians instead of working these losers and bastards. But the Americans, as I have said, in the Cold War they had no choice, but even after Cold War they have not done the thing the way it should have been done in Pakistan. They should have forced democratic system, and whenever the America insists on democratic system, if it is the martial law, they establish a democracy which is totally unable to run itself. It says they bring so much corruption and everything in politics that majority of the politicians who want to remain politician have to work with them. And that is the tragedy of Pakistan. Because in a civilized world, if you are running the country as a dictatorship or as a theocratic country, you are doomed. And the Pakistani politicians, they know that every mullah group is on the payroll of GHQ, and whenever they try to do something better, try to improve the life of the common man, these GHQ gang start itching and then make planning to get rid of them. This is what the last time Bajwa did, and we can see the result, that the country is totally stands naked with black face. Not even a single person in this world who likes Pakistan today or likes Pakistani journals, because they have been totally exposed and they have no choice but to run from the country, because the time is coming when the final obituary of the country will be written, and the world powers working with India will make sure that nuclear assets are protected, does not fall in the hand of mullah group. And then what they did to country, it's up to them. Most probably the whole western West Pakistan will be forced to join India. That way the Indian planning of getting rid of this terrorist state on their neighborhood is finally works, and they can take a sigh of relief that what started in 1947 has now been totally ended. Now, India did not do the same thing to Bangladesh, East Pakistan, because they knew this is not the time. India politically was very weak, except the non-aligned movement. Economically was very weak, but today India is almost a superpower and has its writ on the world map, on the world forum. Is listened very carefully, is respected everywhere, and the Indian diaspora, particularly the intellectuals of India, they have created a great atmosphere for India in overseas, and Indian respect has gone up manifold from 1971, when India liberated Bangladesh but decided to leave it and come back. But in case of Pakistan, I don't think there is any chance that there could be any viable solution where any part of Pakistan can stay independent, because they are not trained, they are not educated, they have not learned anything, any civility, to be a responsible international state or a state which is recognized by the world powers and United Nations. Because Pakistan, since 1950, has done everything against the UN Charter. Because whatever UN Charter asks, Pakistanis were denied 100% of it. Not even a single right stipulated in UN Charter is available to Pakistanis. It's not a country no more. It's a jungle, and it need to be totally eliminated, and something has to be done to 230 million Pakistanis. And everybody knows that I have said many times, the main reason for Pakistan's destruction is its religion, Islam. This shit is so weak, and it's so arrogant, and it's so senseless, that even if you implement this on animals, it will not work. Forget about the man, because it has so many negative, barbaric ideas, which of course the tribal leader of Muhammad used to subjugate other nations and kill them and harass them, and then became the owner of a vast empire. And all they did was create harems, beat women, and have fun. Not even a single work of for the help of poor people was done throughout 1500 years of Muslim history. In Islam, anyway, the poor are treated the worst. And it is ironic that the Muhammad Bhai also saw more poor in hell. I mean, first of all, their life here is hell, and then over there also they will be in majority. This is how stupid this religion is, or this ideology is, which has no respect for anyone. All the powers are in the hand of mullahs and generals, or kings or caliphs or whatever you call them. There is not even a single civilized idea which can be implemented in Muslim world. And if you try, the whole mullah gang will rise up against it. Like proving DNA, like proving rape through DNA. They say no. Four bearded mullahs have to watch the sex going on before a rape can be proved. This is how stupid the 7th century was when they created these laws. And I have said many times that these laws actually are not the laws of Allah. These are the laws of Hammurabi, 5,000 years before Muhammad, almost 4,200 years. And the main idea behind it was to make sure a tribal society can live in peace among each other. Because the tribes had been fighting and killing each other since eternity, so Hammurabi gave some laws. That is why he is called the first lawgiver of this world. If you look into the laws given in Quran or Muhammad, they are ditto copy of the same thing. So Muhammad did not do anything except added some barbarism to it. Like added that the rulers must be abided and must all be respected, because he is installed by Allah, and the caliph is the only one who can decide about the nation. And that is how the Arabs ran their empire, which ultimately weakened because they refused to give any right to non-Arab Muslims or non-Muslims. They were running the state with an absolute barbarism. There was no courts listening any case. It was all the people installed by caliph who will just say one thing. behead this guy, kill this guy. Unfortunately, if he is a non-Arab Muslim or a non-Muslim, he is destined to death. Because there was no justice. They want to make sure that people remain scared of Arab power and do nothing. But in the modern time, when we have equal rights, we have human rights, we have constitution, we have laws, we see that every mullah hates democracy. And this, they openly said, democracy is not Islamic. Now there are some mullahs who will say, oh, there is a line in Quran which says the affair of the government will be run through negotiation, means some kind of consultation. But that is not what democracy is. In those days, there was no way to create a consultation, because the power center was Medina, and the other states like Iran and Turkey, Syria and others, their capital was 3 months driving distance, 3 months walking on camel. So definitely there cannot be any negotiation. So the caliph was a dictator, and he did whatever he liked to do. And he will suppress every voice against it, like Umayyad did. They made sure that there is no voice raised against them. And that is why we see that there were not many mullahs in that time. And if there were, they were just doing privately some stupid comments about Umayyads or somebody else. But practically, they were unable to provide any viable solution for any issue. Only after when we saw Europe awakened, and then the laws were created, constitution was accepted, and the laws were made for every issue. If there were no laws, there's a legislation which can always make a law so that the trouble of the people and the common man is reduced. That is the purpose of the law. But today in Pakistan, we see that there is no law. There is only this military gang and this bastard Asim Munir, who is working every day to make sure that people are in trouble and the country is destroying or is close to the position where its obituary is imminent. I don't see any reason, any way Pakistan can survive or can stay as a country. The new fake rigid government will be unable to do anything, because in Pakistan you cannot create jobs. You can only create jobs for military or maybe some PLN and PPP supporters or their close associates. Otherwise, the nation is living in a way where people have no human right, they cannot have no entertainment, you cannot open a place of entertainment, you cannot open a factory if you want to, because some jackals will come and take over your idea and then make sure that you go back to the road. That is why we see in these days that some poor people are working on TikTok and Facebook and trying to generate some money. But the government is forcing big taxes on them. They say, oh, this is because you are a free person and we are the reason you are free, so you must pay us 60% tax so we can have fun and we can have parties and we can live a good life and send our kids to overseas. That's what most of the Karachi computer literates or this TikTokers or Facebookers are facing. Even YouTube bloggers, they are being harassed every day. If the government comes to know that they are making 100K or 200K, they come and knock their door. And they say, you are breaking the law and you have to go to jail, and we'll put you in jail because you are criticizing Asim Munir and you are not happy with Shehbaz Sharif or Ishaq Dar. I mean, these three bloodsuckers, I mean, worse than any bloodsucker ever happened in any country, have no shame, have no self-respect, and are really live-walking animals. And the people of Pakistan know it. Because people of Pakistan, if they see Shehbaz Sharif, they are going to throw eggs and potatoes on him. That time is coming. There will be a lot of shoe-throwing. Shoe-throwing tradition started by Arabs. I mean, I must mention here that every bad tradition in this world, whether it is suicide bomber, whether it is extrajudicial killing, whether it is, living a terrible life, this is all the Arab creation. Arabs are mentally incapable to understand that this world is for something different than religion. And after making billions and billions of dollars by Saudis from Pakistanis, who are so dumb that they have no idea that this shit of Islam is totally fake, and Mecca is totally fake, and Medina is haram anyway. I mean, nobody should go there. But the Pakistanis have no shame, no self-respect. That's why they are wasting their life saving on Arabs, trying to become like a newborn. This is what Mullah says, that if you go to Hajj, after Hajj, you are like a newborn. So you do all the crimes in your life, go to Hajj, and then you are newborn. You do smuggling, tax evasion, you do contamination in the food, and then go to Hajj, and you are a newborn. This is how stupid this religion is. And that's the reason why Pakistan cannot create jobs, cannot create industries, cannot create corporations, and all they can do is kneel down 5 times behind the back hole of Mullah and cry Allah Allah and waste your life. And then whatever you earn throughout your life, you go take it and waste it on Arabs and Hajj and Umrah. This is what the destiny of every Pakistani is. That is why they will remain losers, and they have no hope. Think about it. God bless.